Hello, welcome to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fojo. He is a voice called to restore the dignity of humanity, to demonstrate the power of the Holy Spirit, to reveal the true identity of Christ in us, to raise and build people of absolute dominion, to raise a fearless generation, to bring salvation to the unsaved, revival to the brokenhearted, liberate men from captivity, to reveal the absoluteness of the Holy Ghost, to break the walls of denomination and bring about unity in the body of Christ across the continent. And now, today's message.
All right, so let's do Father Help Us. 2 Peter chapter 1, we'll start from the verse number 3. All right, so by His divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We have received all of this by coming to know Him, the one who has called us to Himself by all means of His marvelous glory and excellence. The verse number 4. And because of His glory and excellence, He has given us great and precious promises. These are the promises that enable you to share His divine nature, my God, and escape the world's corruption by human desires. The verse number 5. This is powerful. In view of all this, make every effort to respond to God's promises. Supplement your faith with a generous provision of moral excellence and moral excellence with knowledge. My God. The verse number 6 is powerful. And knowledge with self-control, and self-control with patient endurance, and patient endurance with godliness. The verse number 7. Powerful. And godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love for everyone. The verse number 8, our last verse. Then you grow like this, the more productive and useful you will be in your knowledge of your Lord Jesus Christ. This is powerful. Wow, this is powerful. All right. Now, make sure you pen down this quotation and read it in this rendition because it's very powerful here. Praise God. Okay, so let me say this here. I made you understand that one of the major reasons why sometimes it is hard for the average believer to have dominance over the world is because we assume that everything concerning dominion must be highly spiritual. Am I communicating? We have this perception that once it is God, it is left to God to do everything that concerns His life. Whereas the Lord says, inasmuch as I have given you the power and authority to do everything, you must understand the balance of the world as well. You didn't get me. Watch me. We live in a cosmos. Am I communicating, friends? So whenever the Lord gives you an instruction or any blessing, the idea is to be productive to your world. Talk to me, somebody. Today's teaching feels like leaders meeting here. But God help us. I blessed. Now watch me. Now, my father told me years ago that God will never give you anything for anything. Once He releases anything, it's for a purpose. And the Lord told me that it is a great insult to His pedigree when you're entrusted with an asset and the world can benefit from you. Inasmuch as you are God's concern, His ultimate concern is His name. Oh, you didn't hear me? Okay, let me pick it up for you. If Daddy sends me to go and preach in any of His branches, the people will not accept me because I'm anointed. They will because of the voice that I came back in. If that makes sense. Once I said, my father said I should preach today, everyone, even if they didn't hear my father's voice, just because they heard my father's name, they opened doors for me. So whatever the Lord gives you anything, He doesn't give it because of you. He gives it because His name will be justified through you. Talk to me, somebody. That is why if a man does not have the adequate education to work in certain heights, he will permit you to stay where you are. You see, your trouble can't kill you. You see, one fundamental reason why everybody must desire for a test is because there is this name that God will give unto you as a person based on how you can glorify His name as well. I'm telling you. So God is telling us that in order for us to understand every blessing that consists in Him upon our lives, let us understand the pattern called excellence. Am I communicating, friends, here? This is Peter telling the church that if a man can't walk in excellence, there are many things about God you can't have. And he showed us the ways in order for a man to walk in to become excellent in life. Am I communicating? All right. So let me show you a perfect example here, and then we start. You see, believers, we have this perception that once it is God, it is left to God to do what He must do in order for Him to get blessed. And the Lord says there has to be that partnership between God and man. These are deep things here. Please go back to the verse number 3 again. So we understand what Peter is saying here. This is mind-blowing. Father, we give you praise. So by his divine power, God has given us everything we need for a godly life. Remember, I made you understand that it is not what you pray about that will convince God. If what you pray is not in alignment with God's will, talk to me. Eh? No matter how powerful you think you are in the place of prayer, your prayer can't change pattern. Oh, does it make sense? No. Yesterday, I was in the hall when the Lord told me to go to my sister's room and write a statement about commission. I wrote that statement in less than 40 minutes, and I asked myself where it came from. If that makes sense. And the Lord told me that I was able to speak because he says, at that time, you were actively connected to my spirit. So I could speak the message that God's talking about. You didn't get me. Watch me. Am I teaching here? Let me show you how God wants man to operate. When you get this, you can't suffer in life. Watch me. Your spirit must be so ignited that anytime God has a probing, he can trust you and speak through you. What ignites a man's spirit is the daily speakings of God. Hello? Oh, I think we become so deep. Watch this. God, before he calls you into something, he looks at 3 things. Number 1, he looks at the depth of the love you have for him. Number 2, he looks at the weight of the covenant you have. Did you hear me? Number 3, he checks a man's mental stability. You didn't get me? He says, by divine power, everything you will need from now till you die is already provided. It is not now that you pray that God will now bring a miracle to being. Every miracle is in you. You haven't gained the needed capacity to exploit the 30 wonders. So God says, understand this. The miracles are already preordained before time began with you. He said, everything we need to have a godly life has already been provided. He says, we have received all of this by coming to know him, the one who called us to himself by all means of his marvelous glory and excellence. It's powerful. You see, many believers have this perception that knowing God is a disadvantage. Let no one deceive you. God is good. There's a preacher that's going on around the world that is actually fighting almost everybody preaching the gospel now. And you see, in life, no matter how foolish you are, you still have followers. No wonder the devil still has ministers. Serious. Praise God. It's serious. Even that sounds foolish. Someone say, "Kai, wise one. Wisdom. You're talking mysteries." God help believers today. Praise God. Verse 4. You see, many believers don't know that if the enemy succeeds in making sure that what you know about God is defiled, what you think it is will be wrong. Let me break it down for you. In life, do whatever it takes to protect what you share with God. Because once the enemy gets into that crucible, you can't walk in life again. You didn't get me. And because of his glory and excellence, he has given us great and precious promises. These are the promises that enable us to share in his divine nature and escape the worst corruption caused by human desires. You see, sometimes the enemy may want to conflict you with certain things that God wants you to stay chaste from. Am I talking here? You see, anything you do in hiding is a burden. Verse 5, Lord help us. In view of all this, make every effort to respond to God's promises. Supplement your faith with a generous provision of moral excellence. Stand there for me. You see, many believers are unaware of the fact that whenever the Lord now blesses them, the blessing first comes in the spirit. And he wants to see the moral justification in order to entrust you in reality, what he has said. You didn't hear me? You see, are you aware that you can suck your helpers away by the way you talk? You didn't get me. When God wants a man to live a life of excellence, he means he wants you to produce your highest quality in your lowest level. Being the best at what you do, that's excellence. You didn't get me. There was Bishop Wedupu that said, you don't grow big to manage well. You manage well to grow big. So if God says, let the church work in it, it means no matter which level you are, see beyond this level of your life. Produce the highest version of yourself now. Don't wait to get there. Hoping things will be better when you don't have the needed arrangement will not provide for you. Sometimes, people just live anyhow, assuming that life will respond to their heart. It doesn't work like that. I have a son that came to meet my dad. Said, okay, last year when I came to you, he came with a situation. I was praying, but I wasn't seeing anything. So I asked him, like, come and see my dad. He'll pray for you. Now, the guy didn't come to my dad because my dad is anointed. He told me that we went to a service and an issue happened in the church, right? And the way my father controlled himself made him know my father is a man of God. He didn't have to preach. He says, just because of how your father conducted himself, because if he were to be the one, he would act in a different way. He says, I knew the guy is too matured. Watch me. People don't know that there's honor to God's name when you have this character that is defined. Didn't get me. Say excellence. He says, make sure that in as much as you have belief in God, that provision in God will come through the justification of your character in an excellent manner. As a believer, watch the things you say. You can't be cheating like that. Come on. Sometimes you hear believers talking, you wonder if they know what at all they are saying. Watch me. Africans, we have this mindset that if you are blunt in the things you say are making sense. You didn't get me. Some people feel that you have to speak plain, talk plain, and act anyhow. It won't make sense. You didn't get me. Watch me. Watch me. Do you know that there are too many ways of saying something to somebody? Am I right? You can greet good morning in pain, and you can greet good morning in joy. Your focus is, I greeted you. The focus of the receiver was not what you said, but how you acted. Say, moral excellence. This is Bible here. My father told me that one of the reasons why Apostle Paul could succeed was because he understood knowledge, not just in spirit, but also in flesh. So he could speak with the King Agrippa. You see, there are certain things if you don't have, certain doors will not open for you. You're not getting me. I told you before, you see, the idea of let me wait, the time will come right for things to happen. It is very true. But you also have the power to ensure that when the time comes, you don't make it big or small. Because many people miss their blessing when opportunity came to them. Am I communicating? Moral excellence. Sometimes you can be so angry, so agitated, and just you subscribing to the leading of the Holy Ghost alone can calm you down. So you have the ability to act in the right way. I'm telling you. Some of the helpers that you meet in life may not even appear as helpers. They may come like ordinary men. Gone were the days when I used to believe that helpers only give you unto God to me that they have what it takes to make you to become something. It says, and moral excellence with knowledge. You see, everything about the spirit is knowledge dependent. What you know can affect you in a positive way or negative way. Your knowledge. When I see charismatic believers being passionate and they have wrong knowledge, I know that kind the person will be corrupted. Knowledge. You are struggling in destiny because the things God wants you to know about himself, you have no idea about it. Do you know believers, it's hard for them to read Bible. It's hard. It's easier for a believer to listen to a YouTube preacher than to read Bible. And they have this feeling that once they listen to a YouTube preacher, what the man of God is preaching on YouTube is only give what he knows about God. You didn't get me. Please, am I communicating here? Yes. Knowledge. Oh. Don't tell me you've served God for 40 years. We have every right to judge your longevity in service based on the things you act and believe in. Yes. If a man is going far, check what he knows. If a man is stagnant, check what he knows. There's something about your knowledge that supports your actions. Watch me. When you come into the Christian faith, you should have a clear balance between culture and kingdom belief. My late grandfather did a marvelous job. But most of the people that came around him then would believe in him as God's gift unto them. So they saw the man's life as a Bible. They were not led to open Bible themselves. So to date, whenever my father does meet with the people like of old,
They won't mention quotation. They make mention of the proverbs, the adage in our own time. Then they can sit them and do meeting with them. Say, aha, in Penifor, say, can you imagine? After 40 years, oh, after 40 years, you wonder if these people, and you see, watch me. Sometimes we feel that God is responsible for what we have. And the Lord says, everything you need has already been given to you. But apply the current knowledge that subscribes to life eternal so you can have power. What you don't know can work for you. Watch me. Every wise man should look at their life from God's perspective. So you ask the Lord, what is it I need to know about what I'm supposed to do? You see, when the Lord was telling me that I should understand wisdom, I didn't know until now. I told you this years ago. People are here. Years ago, whenever I say I want to do a youth conference, 90% of the people that will gather here will not be youth. They will be adults. Ah. So I'm like, why are we doing youth program? But our attendants are adults. And the Lord told me, it is not for today. It is for tomorrow. It didn't make sense. I'm like, ah. But normally a youth pastor must attract youth following, not adults. And God told me that you don't understand what I've created you for. He says, in order for somebody to make a difference, the person should be different. He says, I'm going to change the whole scenario where in your time it's going to be a young man leading adults because of what he carries. It makes sense. And God says, act like an adult then. That was 10 years ago. He said, because the people you stand in front of me, he says, these are elderly men. It makes sense. So sometimes God will not let me do certain things the young adults will do. It didn't make sense until the Lord began to give us strong openings. Am I right? It was after I finished preaching for somebody in Mecklen last week, and the person told me, a man of God, there is something strange about your unction. I said, why? He says, I've followed you for 10 years now, and your people are not youngsters. These are elderly men. He says, no wonder the young preachers can't do what you do. You see, if you speak to those who are young, they only can support you with the charisma they have. But adults will give you their presence, they will give you their gifts, they will give their resource, and they will give you whatever it is. Sometimes you can preach to a man and say, let the womb that bless you again. That alone can take you far in life. Yes, knowledge. Be knowledgeable about the right and the right time matters a lot. Am I communicating? You can't tell me everybody hates you. There should be a knowledge you have about relationship that should keep this around you. Praise God. I was in Ghana. Somebody came to me and said, man of God, you're doing so well in ministry. Please, can you put me on your billboard so that people can see my face? I said, who says people see your face? I said, who says so? I said, who see your face? I said, no relationship I should put on my billboard. I'm like, wow, are you serious? Praise God. Hey. When I was telling my mom the other time, when you begin to speak with believers, you realize that 90% of passionate, sincere men have less knowledge about the gospel. You didn't get me. Watch me. The whole idea of the gospel means good news. Good news means what God calls good. As in the things he wants a man to study to work in life. Watch me. Getting to know everything about life can't be possible because life is ever teaching. You didn't get me. Nobody grows up in life because they know everything. They grow because they know what they ought to know. You didn't get me? The mysteries about success are infinite. So God will just teach you what you need to understand. Oh. What am I teaching here? Moral excellence with knowledge. Mama has a seamstress in Ghana. And some time ago, she sold an attire and brought to Mama, and there were a lot of mistakes. And then Mama called and said, oh, my dear, it's very perfect. But I think you could have done this, and that way. And the lady said, Mama, the way you spoke about the attire has made me even broken because others would have shouted. Others have, you see, now, she has communicated the message. God told me you don't have a pulpit if you don't have a character. The verse number 6. Are you blessed? I'm just doing intro here. We'll talk deep on Friday. The verse number 6. And knowledge with self-control. And self-control with patience. patient endurance. One of the hardest things anybody can do is to be patient. It is very hard to be patient. It can't do. Sometimes somebody wants you to fight and God says, keep quiet.
Praise God.
I'm telling you.
I was talking to your father figure the last time. He says, man of God, so how do you deal with betrayal and rejection? I said, you tell me yours. Praise God. He's like, he sent a man of God to a trip in London. When the pastor got there, the pastor says, hey, forget the man of God in Ghana. I'm not the new bishop in this house. Convince the members to believe in him. When the bishop came from Ghana for a conference, nobody was in the church. God is good. He said, Prophet, I wanted to smash the guy. He said, but God told me, I should be patient. He says, it didn't make sense to him. Why? Not knowing that the person that had whatever it takes to bless his life was standing right by his side. And says, let God be the one who will take charge of this. He said, the pastor said, I've been led by God to send you ministry in Ghana. Now, watch me. People are blessed too. Hey, patience is such a powerful virtue. Look at me. Write this for me. Excellence does not cost, it pays. Excellence does not cost, it pays. It's a self-control with patient endurance. Wow. The ability to control what you feel so time can have the right to justify your moral act as wisdom. These are some of the things God says we should look at when communicating excellence. Because see, somebody can be clothed in a nice way that the way they act can put you off. Is it impatience with endurance? Am I communicating here? Patience with endurance. And with godliness. The verse number 7. I like this. Lord help us. And godliness with brotherly affection. Wow. 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 Watch me. Let me show you how God wants us to operate when it concerns love. Now, some people have this perception that because we say we are one in Christ, whatever anybody does in honor of the kingdom should be accepted. No, it's not so. You didn't get me. Watch me. Let me speak in plain terms here. There can be 10,000 bishops in a house, and everyone is calling upon the name of the Lord. Now, remember, the name of Christ they call is in honor of the assignment. You didn't get me. Watch me. Once God gives you an office to operate in, have it in mind that in the realms of the spirit, he is giving you the ability to do certain things only you can do them. If I'm the believer and I lack revelation about who you are as a man of God, I may believe in what you do. And even if it is God, since I've not been conscripted by grace to work with you, what you do can be a destruction of my life. You didn't get me. Am I teaching here? When God says he wants men to walk in love, he didn't say walk in unity. He says, understand that these are the giftings God has given unto men for them to walk by. But believe in the calling as you carry and then know where to serve. You didn't hear me? Praise God. I'm telling you. You see, there are certain people, because of the ordination of their call, are getting to associate with them with some of your own part. Jonah brought about destruction when we were traveling, even though he was a prophet. Can you imagine it was a demon that made them know God sent this man? The demon said, oh yeah, wait, come. It's not me doing this. It is God who is doing this. God is the one who says, no, me, don't fly. He says, this one is God. God sent the man here. And the man says, true, I'm the one causing the trouble. Why am I communicating here? Why are you blessed? So respect men for what they do. Respect men for every height they've attained. But know how best to serve. Because see, any relation that God has established is a destruction in disguise. They will kill you. They are so powerful that they can change how you think, how you act. That is why I keep telling people, you see, you must learn to heal from hurt. When you are hurt, don't change who you were because you were hurt. That affection that you communicated was the wrong person. That's why. Do you know why? Because if God must wage battle with you,
or if God must put you on a battleground, he needs to fight the enemy with what he gave at first. You didn't get me? That was why King David could not accept the armors and the apparels of King Saul, because God trained him with his bare hands. So for him to go and accept something different was uncalled for. Did you hear me? Are you blessed? The verse number 8. Lord, help us. Then more you grow like this, the more productive and useful you will be in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, according to scripture, knowledge is dimensional. Are you getting me? And this is Peter trying to tell us the dimensions at which a man must have knowledge of in order to become excellent in Christ. He said, one, understand what it means to have a moral excellent character. Number two, understand how to work in affection of getting to love men for who they are. He says, ensure that you have patience when dealing with them, because people can be very dangerous sometimes. Hello. I told you, he said, if you want to know the most difficult task, do ministry. Because ministry, you don't understand people. People are very different in how they think. Very, very different. Ministry. Oh. Praise God. Is it serious? Ayaya. Ministry. He says, ensure that once you understand what it means to have that patience, be godly in the things you do. Now watch me. Sometimes, don't get me wrong, sometimes, if you'd want to be addressed in a way, check the way you dress. You didn't hear me? Okay. I read a book by Bishop Dag, and he said he wanted to know why, when he has established his church at a place, people will have to drive miles away to come and eat in a particular restaurant. So he wanted to go and check why. So when driving to the place, he saw how the people were dressed in suits, and these were common security men in suit and tie, Africa, 32 degrees. Here that when it's common 22. You're wearing, come on, say 32 in tie, sweating, you know, having salute, welcome, sir. So he got to the place and he realized that somewhere, somehow, the people had this nice gestures. They could speak with you, respond with you, and they had the best of food, if that makes sense. So he took their email, took number, and then began to chat with the guy. And said, it looks like there's a kind of comfort that they provide, if that makes sense. Just because they want you to know that whenever you come around, your family as well, if it makes sense. You see, the way you present yourself plays a major role in the heart of people. I mean, I wonder how people will put their best attire in the room and not bring to church. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? There's nothing like a special occasion to dress specially, because every day we go to communion. You didn't get me. Hello. Yeah. One man I look up to a lot is Pastor Christian Yakulobe. He used to do his Night of Bliss, remember? Years ago. I used to watch him. He would do it in Australia, Sydney, Australia, Canada, this. And every time you see the man clothed in white, he used to do his Believers Network, where he would teach Bible and then he would answer questions. Are you getting me? And I never for once saw him in shirt. Every time, I wonder how many the man has. And he doesn't repeat his youth. God is good. And for years he's been doing this. Praise God. Even when boarding the flight, he's still in suit. God is good. That is calls him Jesus in suit. God is good. I mean, just the way he will speak, just the way. And you see, you might think it's only about anointing. But you see, if you must dominate your cosmos, check what the world believes in. You didn't get me. You know Moses? Moses lived with the people called Egyptians for how many years? 40 years. The reason why God had to permit the Israeli live as an Egyptian, because he wanted the Israeli to have the mind of the Egyptians. Huh? Watch me. Are you aware that you can stay in slavery until you think like a slave? You didn't get me? You see, watch me. A man's greatest bondage is not chains. A man's greatest bondage is an unchanged mind. Even if I handcuff you and you think like a president, after 27 years like my dad, you still come back as a president. You can command things to wait for you when you think right. Oh, you didn't clap your hands. So you realize everything about excellence is connected to what a man knows. is powerful. Are you blessed, somebody?
Yes.
There is one media station here. I don't know what they call it. Is it DPG, right? Please. I don't know what they do. It's TV station, right? Look at their physical structure. You see, anytime you invest in excellence, you allow what you're asking God for wait for you. You didn't get me. Oh, Jesus, help us. Oh, are you blessed? So, I believe in some time to come, we will have CEOs among us. God is good. I believe we have managers among us. Do you believe that? I believe that. I believe people will have their own things. Huh? You see, what you can't manage well now, you can never have it. Can I say this here? The Lord told me that any dimension he gives you that a man loses didn't come through light. Light is not what causes us to see. Light causes us to become. Because I'm doing intro, I'm just touching bit by bit here. On Friday, we'll do a very deep service here. And I'm done with that. So you don't come for Bible studies and be staying in the house. Praise God.
Yes.
He says, the more you grow like this, the more productive and useful you'll be in the knowledge of your Lord Jesus Christ. Moral gestures. Godliness. He says, brotherly affection. He says, patience with endurance. He says, they all contribute to this. Our last word. And then we pray here. Listen to what the Lord gave unto Daniel. Now, before I do that, hear this word. I made you understand that in life, if God does not allow you change what you know, as powerful as he is, you still limit his possibilities. Because the way you think is so powerful. Everybody can be an enemy. Do you hear me? Not everyone that lives, let's be called, the time has come. Stop that nonsense. You don't know this thing. I know a guy that stood here some time ago and said that my father sent him to France and he will go to France with his own money. And that he felt at the end he was doing us fever. I had my program last 2 weeks in London. He came there, he didn't find us. Am I talking here? Your enemies don't leave you, they stay with you. Just that they become invincible when they leave. And they can tell when glory comes. May God shame your enemies, eh? Oh, are you blessed? Oh, Jesus. Watch me. I strongly believe in my heart that even though Joseph was pained, even though they caused him pain, they told lies, they said things about him, everything was needed so when he stands before the king, he knows how to talk. You didn't get me. I hope you're aware that in as much as God gave the guy favor before the king, he also needs physical knowledge to balance his speech. How do you stand before a king who don't understand your language? I believe if Joseph were some of us, we say, king, before I give meaning to your dream, wait. The man called Potiphar has caused me pain. But the way he deal with him. Wait. Now I'm here. Wait. Says the baker. What he did to me? That Sakura guy there, he was insulting me. But he was praise God. I look at his brothers. The brothers came. Can you imagine? He says, I will deal with you. He says, No. Why would I have to cause you pain? He says, the Lord sent me ahead of you for a day like this. He became an excellent figure. Am I communicating, friends? Church. Never in your life play with whatever the kingdom talks about. Spirituality will just give you reverence before God, but you lack inner tenacity before men. I'm telling you. There are men who are super powerful, but you realize there's a lot of imbalance in your life. This morning, I was telling Rarely that a lady came and said she has gone to heaven, and God told her they should stop makeup. They should stop earring. They shouldn't use deodorant. And later, they saw her in makeup. Someone says, hey, my love, after you made me lose my husband, he said, you must come back. Praise God. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that God cannot say so. Maybe their God told them that. God, she forgot that. You see, she sold all her expensive things, all her ornament, everything like that. Say, holiness, God says, don't do me. I wonder. You see, people have this feeling that righteousness must make a man appear wretched. It's not the gospel. You didn't clap your hands. It's not a gospel. It's not a gospel. The Bible says, and the Lord permitted Esther to apply oil and spray for 1 year. So that once you stand before the king, whatever. Remember, the king wasn't a Christian. No? He didn't know God. See, some of the men God used to bless you, but not even know God himself. They said they lived a man in a city that feared no God and feared no man. That man, who can advise him? He has no fear for God and man. Are you blessed? Somebody say glory. Are you blessed? I need to say I have an excellent mind. I have an excellent character. Say the Lord is my strength. Are you blessed, somebody? Clap your hands once again to get off Jesus. All right. So Daniel chapter 5, the verse number 12. So we end now. Daniel chapter 5, the verse number 12. Look at the requirement needed. And then we let go of you here. This man, Daniel, whom the king named Belteshazzar, has exceptional ability and is filled with divine knowledge and understanding. He can interpret dreams, explain riddles, and solve different problems. Call Daniel and he will tell you what the writings means. Watch this. You see, I want you to know that whatever you see men do, these are intelligence they deploy from a special kingdom. Talk to me, somebody. Can I teach you? Okay. Watch this. If you go to a town now, and everybody there doesn't understand English, and only one person speaks broken English, who will you use? I'm all right. Do you know when you are talking to the broken English guy, you can't use correct English? You have to talk broken like them for them to understand your English. So, God is good. Now, are you aware that even though the person is trying to understand you, your being can't believe in the person's persona? Because you know that no matter how best you give the things, they can't accept it. Talk to me, somebody. All right. When God begins to operate with men, he looks at the things you have and what you know so he can attach with things. Because it would be a shame for God to exalt a man that has no moral dividends. He says, this man has exceptional ability and is filled with divine knowledge and understanding. What do you know? See, that is why every blessed day, as mothers say, you must learn to prune the knowledge you have about how to raise your children. I told somebody there's no need taking your kids on vacation if they don't understand Bible retreats. But to our mothers today, they can go on vacation 3 days with the babies in the name of they should go have an exchange environment. Environment? Do you know what they learn in school? Oh, God, that's good. Talk to me, somebody. My mind is stressed. Stress. I have to go to France. One, the baby sent me to France, and I said after service, I'll go to there. You see that, how do you call it? The FO. Hey! One machine, one metal. I'm like, so which one do we see on the TV then? Is it the same thing, or they give us a fake one here? The one just thing, I just saw people taking pictures. God is good. They even do this, and then it becomes more in your hand. And they come back with their troubles there. It doesn't go. Lord have mercy. Praise God. He's filled with
divine knowledge and understanding. It's my prayer, ladies and gentlemen, that nothing will corrupt what God wants you to know about himself. Number two, that nothing will corrupt what you need to know about destiny. Number three, nothing will corrupt about the patterns you're supposed to apply to work in the essence of life. And God shall bless you.
Thank you, and God bless you for listening to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Forger. Don't forget to share with us how this message has been a blessing to you and your family on +324 920904 54 or email us at office@benjaminforger.org. Follow Prophet Benjamin on Facebook, YouTube, podcast at Prophet Benjamin Forger. On Instagram is Benjamin_Forger. Twitter is @SeniorBenjaminForger. And on website is www.benjaminforger.org. Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Forger. The vision, the mission, the passion.